And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the lights, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today, The Ordination, was written by Mark Siegel. It is based on an episode from the novel Festival at Meron by Harry Sackler and is presented in commemoration of the 75th anniversary of the New York Board of Rabbis.
I am called Simeon, Rabbi Simeon, and my voice comes to you across a distance of 1,800 years. Yet I ask a question. How far is your time from mine? Do not men still seek to give a meaning to their lives? Do they not suffer in your time as in mine for the truths in which they believe? In 138, I and four others were the only scholars left in all Judea. We met secretly, illegally, that we might learn and pass on the eternal truths of our holy Torah. In the spring of that year, our teacher, Rabbi Judah ben Baba, was summoned to the palace of Tinius Rufus, the Roman governor of Judea.
Call him in, Captain.
It is done, Tinius Rufus.
Judah ben Baba! Captain, you are certain this is the man?
Certain, Your Excellency.
What surprises you, Tinius Rufus? That I am old and bent?
It is unimportant. Do you know why I've called you here?
When the governor of Judea summons, it profits little to speculate on his reasons. One comes.
A good reply. Let us see if you can answer other questions as well.
I am listening, Tinius Rufus.
You are familiar with the imperial edict? The edict of the Emperor Hadrian?
Who is not?
What does the edict forbid, Rabbi?
Why do you force me to recite the prohibitions against the practice of my religion? What purpose does it serve?
A rebellious people must be taught respect for law. It is a little lesson in overcoming stubbornness.
I do not need your lesson, Tinius Rufus. I believe in law. I believe also in the freedom of the human spirit.
Enough, Rabbi. Name the prohibitions.
If you insist. The covenant of Abraham is forbidden. It is forbidden to circumcise our sons.
Correct. Continue.
Observance of the Sabbath is forbidden, also of our festivals.
And?
The study of our holy Torah is forbidden. To teach or to learn is forbidden.
You have listed the provisions like a scholar, Judah ben Baba. Too much like a scholar.
One does not put aside the habits of a lifetime easily, Tinius Rufus.
Precisely. And the edict is therefore provided to help you in the process, to help you become a loyal citizen of Rome.
Loyalty comes from inside men, not from outside, Governor.
Death comes from the outside, Rabbi. The penalty for violation of the edict is death.
And is it to tell me this that you have summoned me?
This and a little more, Rabbi. Where are the others?
What others?
You know full well the followers of Rabbi Akiba. Where are they?
Throughout the land, Tinius Rufus. My whole people follow the teachings of our blessed Akiba ben Joseph. May he rest in peace.
Let us not play with words, Rabbi. Where are his disciples, his students?
Why are you so afraid of students, Tinius Rufus? Do a few students threaten the power of mighty Rome?
That is for me to judge. Where are the students?
Under God's protection, Tinius Rufus.
Rabbi Judah, if you wish to escape the fate of Akiba, listen well. By sundown tomorrow, you will produce the remaining scholars of the Underground Academy.
Tinius Rufus, do you really think I will give them up to you? Do you expect me to fear you more than I fear my God?
Under cover of darkness, we fled from Caesarea to Usha. A pious potter, Enoch, gave us refuge. And in the cellar of his house, we continued our study of the written and the oral law. Month after month, the spies of Tinius Rufus combed the land, searching for us. Yet they did not find us. Still, in his own way, Tinius Rufus communicated with our underground academy.
A proclamation! By order of the Emperor Hadrian, Antinous Rufus, governor of Judea, henceforth all Jews found harboring rabbis or scholars shall be put to death. All Jews apprehended in the act of feeding or providing food for rabbis or scholars shall be put to death. The ordination of rabbis is strictly forbidden. The penalty shall be not only death for those who participate, but the destruction of the entire city in which the ordination is performed.
My sons, we have reached the end of the lesson. Are there any questions? Eliezer?
I have no questions, Master.
Mayor?
No, Rabbi Judah. It is plain to understand.
So be it. Go in peace.
Until tomorrow at the same time, Rabbi.
No, Simeon.
No. Do we not meet to study tomorrow?
My sons, I have waited to the end of the lesson to tell you this, for I refuse to waste the precious time of study.
Tell us what, Rabbi?
That this shall be our last lesson together, Eliezer.
But why? Rabbi, what has happened, Rabbi?
Enoch believes we are being observed by the spies of Tinius Rufus.
Right. Can we not find another place to study? There are others who will aid us, Rabbi.
Simeon, Eliezer, all of you. I bid you listen to me. This shall be our last lesson. But it is not only because of the word that Enoch brings.
There is another reason, Rabbi?
Yes, Mayor. I have been guilty of the sin of procrastination.
You, Rabbi Judah, guilty? You are stainless above all men.
No, Mayor. Do you not remember? The Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. How long is it you have studied the law in hiding?
3 years, Master.
3 years. First with Akiba ben Joseph of blessed memory, and then with me. I am satisfied that you are fully prepared to be teachers and judges in Israel. Why have I not ordained you?
Is it not because the penalty is so great, Master?
No, Eliezer. That obstacle, with God's help, we will overcome. I think I have delayed for a smaller reason.
I do not understand.
Perhaps, my sons, I was selfish in not wanting to part from you. But that is over now. We must concern ourselves with your ordination.
Rabbi, if we are to be ordained, would it not be best to ordain us now?
There is still the penalty to consider, Simeon. Have we the right to jeopardize all Usha because of our own ardor?
Well, is there not some small hamlet, some place of only one or two souls willing to endure the risk?
Eliezer, is the destruction of one innocent soul less than the destruction of a city?
Then there is no answer, Master.
With the help of God, we will find a way, Eliezer. And now, my sons, go to your lodgings. Enoch the Potter will bring you word.
Rabbi, before I go, may I ask a question?
Of course, Simeon.
Of what use is our ordination, Master, if we are forbidden to teach and to judge?
Simeon, I will answer you with a parable. If a farmer shivering in the winter cold stands in a frozen field full of dry brown trees, all stumps and twigs and branches, looking all alike and lifeless, shall he doubt that 6 months hence the bare field will be a blooming orchard?
Agreed that Enoch the Potter should scour the countryside for a safe place for the ordination. While we waited, each in our own lodgings in Usha, Enoch made discreet inquiry.
Jugs, vessels, pots, big and small, wine bottles, pitchers.
Potter, let me see your wares.
Gladly, farmer. But first, tell me where I am. Do the tax collectors come to you from Usha or Shepharim?
From Usha, Potter.
Huh? You are near the boundary line, then.
A league, more or less, Potter. Do you see the hills which rise beyond the second field?
I do.
They mark the outer boundary of Usha.
I thank you, farmer. And now to our business. I think you'll find my price low. To Shepharim?
A good way, Potter. Can you take me?
Yes, I have a place for you, lad.
Thank you, Potter. May I put my firewood in the cart?
Well, take care you do not harm my water jars.
I'll be careful. There.
Are we already in Shepharim, lad?
No, Potter. Shepharim begins on the other side of this ravine.
How can that be? A farmer told me the boundary was back at those hills, the hills behind us.
That's the boundary of Usha.
But if we are not in Usha, we must be in Shepharim.
No, Potter. We're in either.
Not in one or the other? Did I hear you right?
These are public lands, Potter. No one lives here. This land belongs to no one. Potter! Potter, why do you go so fast? You will smash your jugs to smithereens.
You are certain, Enoch? The land belongs to no one.
To no one, Simeon. Here, I'll show you on this parchment. Here. Here, Usha ends. And here,
Jafarim begins.
And what lies between?
A great ravine, Simeon. I went back and explored it. It is strewn with boulders and covered with trees.
Is there a place for concealment?
There is a clearing beneath a ledge, hidden from the road above. It is as if the Lord's hand created the spot for this special purpose.
It is surely his hand which guided you to it, Enoch. Go now. Instruct the others how to get there.
Yes, Simeon.
Each shall go separately, on foot. Let each scholar take a different path, starting at a different time.
I shall tell them.
Above all, instruct them to take pains lest they be observed or followed.
Before the sun has set, all will be instructed.
We can go on foot, Enoch. But the master, how will he get there?
Rabbi Judah will ride there on my donkey, Simeon. I will awaken him before dawn and lead the way.
Enoch, my son, could not one of the scholars have walked with me? Was there need for you to take this risk?
Rabbi Judah, it is you who taught me that he who begins a good deed is bidden to complete it.
You have done many good deeds, Enoch.
Rabbi, you speak as if in farewell.
Forgive me, Potter. It is a strange thing to be riding to an ordination in secrecy.
Yes, Rabbi.
I remember other ordinations, Enoch. They were joyful and gay. Scholars dressed in white. The people came from miles around to join in the rejoicing.
I remember, Rabbi.
When the crown of learning was bestowed on those who had attained it, the people would shout and sing. Tell me, Enoch, for the sake of an old man's dreams, will you sing?
Yossi, Eliezer, Yehuda, and I, waiting for Rabbi Judah. The sun was rising as Enoch helped the master down the steep slope of the ravine.
This way, Rabbi Judah. Here they are.
Are all the scholars here, Simeon?
All five of us, master.
Then let us begin.
Before you start, Rabbi.
Yes, Enoch.
Let me show you something. Here. Behind this underbrush.
A passageway.
It leads to the next hollow where there are caves. If the ordination should be interrupted.
Do you think that will happen, Enoch?
No, Rabbi. I think we have been undetected, but in case...
Yes, Enoch. We understand.
I will stand guard above, near the road. If anyone approaches, I shall call. But if there is danger, I shall make the sound of the nightingale like this.
May you have no need to, Enoch.
I hope not, Simeon. But if you hear the bird call, take to the caves at once.
So be it, Enoch. Beloved sons, I ask you to stand close that I may begin the ceremony. I'm about to confer upon you the authority which you have long since earned. Now, need I tell you that the beginning of all wisdom is the fear of God? You know it. But need I caution you not to make your learning a spade to dig with? You know that, too. Therefore, let us proceed with the ordination itself.
We are ready, Rabbi.
May the spark that I strike now in the isolation of this ravine become a pillar of fire that will lead Israel from the gloom of these distressing times to the glory of a brighter day.
Amen.
May my son come forward. I place my hands upon your head to signify that henceforth you may teach and you may judge. Simeon, come forward. Henceforth you may teach and you may judge.
Do you hear it, Eliezer?
Yes, Mayor.
Yehuda ben Eli, by this token henceforth you may teach and you may judge.
Rabbi Judah.
Yes, Enoch.
Please stop for just a moment.
Do
is safe now, Rabbi. They are gone. Proceed, but please lower your voice.
Eliezer, I place my hands upon your head, signifying that henceforth you may teach and you may judge.
Thank you, Master. Master, that is Enoch.
Yosef, come quickly. Bow your head. Henceforth you may teach and you may judge. Praise God. It is done.
Rabbis, quickly conceal yourselves.
Who is it, Enoch? Spies?
We're Simeon soldiers at the turn of the road.
Come, Rabbi Judah. Let me help you crawl through the passageway.
No, Simeon. The others first.
Eliezer, Yehuda, you see, into the passageway speedily.
Where are you going, Simeon?
Meyer, help me. We will carry the master in our arms.
No, Simeon. I am too old to be carried in arms.
Hurry, they are coming.
Master, I beg of you, please.
Someone must stay the Roman, Simeon, so that the others may escape.
But let it be I, Rabbi.
All right.
No, Mayor. Go now, both of you. I wish it so.
But, Rabbi, we shall be scorned by all the generations to come. They will say they left their master to the mercy of the Romans.
I am not thinking of you now, Maya. If you persist, you will destroy what I have built.
But, Rabbi, you are so old.
With the ancient is wisdom, Simeon. I have less of life to yield.
We cannot do without you, Rabbi. You are a sage in Israel.
Shall my learning be the reason for cowardice, Simeon?
Master, I entreat you. Is not the commandment that thou shalt choose life?
Simeon, my son, you must complete the quotation. The commandment is that thou shalt choose life so that you may live, you and your seed. If I yield my life, it is that the seed of our people may live, that they may be saved from destruction.
No more time for talking, Rabbi. Into the passageway.
Simeon, Mayor, I command you to go.
May the Lord protect you, Master.
Fear not, Simeon. He is my shield and my protection.
Farewell, Master.
Farewell, my sons. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and make his countenance to shine upon you.
Rabbi Judah, there is a commandment. Let me help you.
No, Enoch. I know what I must do.
Then I will stay with you.
No, Enoch. They need you. Guard them and keep them, for in all Judea they are the only repositories of our holy Torah. Now go.
At least be still, Rabbi Judah. You may pass undetected.
It will be as God wills it, Enoch. Goodbye, my son.
Rufus, I don't see them anywhere.
Captain, I have not journeyed from Caesarea post-haste for nothing. My informant said they would be here in this ravine. There. I hear the braying of a donkey.
You need search no further, Tinius Rufus. I am here.
My dear Rabbi Judah, I am delighted to see you. Where are your students? I should enjoy seeing them, too.
They are no longer students, Tinius Rufus. They are rabbis in Israel. And you shall not find them.
Ah, Rabbi, I regret their escape. I'd planned to spare you for your age. Why have you forced this unpleasant duty on me?
Each one has a duty, Tinius Rufus. Mine is to my God and to my people.
I must confess I understand neither.
I forgive your lack of understanding.
You forgive me. It is the conqueror who forgives, not the vanquished.
Nonetheless, I forgive you.
Old man, do you not understand? You are about to die.
I know it well.
And you are not afraid?
Yes. I am afraid, Tinius Rufus. But life itself is not the greatest triumph. And death. Death need not be the greatest indignity.
And these are your only words before you perish.
You may put me to death, Tinius Rufus. But that which gives meaning to my life is beyond your reach. It shall live and it shall grow. The time will come when the bridges and aqueducts of Rome will molder in the dust. They shall be as nothing. But out of Zion shall still go forth the Torah and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
Enoch!
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Dr. Israel Goldstein, chairman of the New York Board of Rabbis' 75th anniversary jubilee. Dr. Goldstein.
Judaism has had to face two kinds of tests in the course of its checkered history. One was the kind of test described in the dramatic episode you have just heard, religious persecution. And it has withstood that test heroically. The other kind of test is the exact opposite, the ability of Judaism to retain its identity in the face of freedom, tolerance, and the forces of assimilation. It is this second test which faces Judaism in America. The New York Board of Rabbis, now observing its 75th anniversary jubilee, has witnessed and has participated in the growth and development of Judaism in this, the largest Jewish community in the world. It has watched over the religious interests of this community, religious education, Sabbath observance, pastoral ministry, and chaplaincy service. It has tried to safeguard the American principle of separation between church and state, resisting every attempt to force religion into the public schools. And it has cooperated with the religious leaders of other denominations in the common endeavor for improving the civic and religious tone of our community as a whole. Numbering today 700 rabbis, Orthodox, Conservative, and Reform, the New York Board of Rabbis has been, from the beginning 75 years ago, a force for unity across the differences in Jewish religious life. It has been the first, and today is the largest group of its kind in any city in the world. Size alone, however, is no criterion of value in the Jewish tradition. The New York Board of Rabbis has distinguished itself by the quality of its service to our community. God grant that it may serve American Judaism in the future as it has done in the past, dedicating its efforts to the end that the faith of the fathers remain the faith of the children under the sunny skies of American freedom.
Thank you, Dr. Goldstein. Our Eternal Light drama today, The Ordination, was written by Mark Siegel. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Presented in the cast were Santos Ortega, Carl Weber, Guy Sorrell, Alan Bergman, Arthur Seelan, Roger DeCoven, Guy Repp, Kermit Murdoch, and Peter Laser. This is Mel Brandt. The production was under the direction of Daniel Sutter. This has been an NBC Radio Network production. The weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.